This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the preliminary version of the fiscal year 2026 state operating budget.
Craft our version of the state's budget.
The Senate Appropriations Committee amended the state operating budget from the version sent over from the House of Representatives.
For some, the budget process begins in December when Missouri Senate, House, and executive branch members create the Consensus Revenue Estimate, or CRE, to determine budget parameters for the next fiscal year. From here, the Missouri House of Representatives drafts the 12 appropriations bills for the next fiscal year, holds hearings, and sends its version of the state's spending blueprint to the Missouri Senate. When session starts, so does work for the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee, which also holds hearings between January and mid-April. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe serves as vice chair of the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says the upper chamber will have to finish the budget within 2 weeks.
The constitutional deadline to pass a state budget is May 9th.
Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City also serves on the panel. She says she believes the version of the budget the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee is bringing to the full Missouri Senate is better than what they received.
Our committee approved full funding of our neighborhood schools. We also included pay increases for our frontline workers and the necessary increases to ensure that we end the waitlist for vital support services.
We heard testimony from the governor's office regarding his proposed budget.
Our Senate version is a massive improvement over the budget proposed by the governor.
Senator Black also notes what the governor suggested to lawmakers 3 months ago may look different now.
$60 million reappropriation to the Rural Roads Fund. Additionally, the governor proposed an additional $200 million increase to the foundation formula.
Senator Nirenberg adds she believes these changes are, so far, improvements over the initial budget proposal.
Appropriations Committee amended the state operating budget from the version sent over from the House of Representatives. Our Senate version is a massive improvement over the budget proposed by the governor and the House.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill.
The 12 measures that comprise the fiscal year 2026 state operating budget plus one reappropriation bill came to the floor of the Missouri Senate on Tuesday evening. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. In the past, House Bill 1 always served as the public debt vehicle, but the state paid off all public debt a couple of years ago, so the budget now starts with House Bill 2, which is elementary and secondary education.
They did not admittedly fully fund the foundation formula. Our committee saw it necessary to do that, so it was about a $300 million increase to the foundation formula.
During discussion, Senator Nirenberg mentioned part of the upcoming budget focuses on job retention.
Being in the line at the grocery store and seeing a state employee have to use food stamps to purchase milk and recognizing that that was something that we needed to really think about real seriously.
House Bill 3 funds higher education in our state. Again, Senator Huff.
The governor's recommendation, I believe, is 1.5%. We doubled it to make it 3%. That pretty much just keeps up with inflation.
As talks on the floor of the Missouri Senate continued, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton also discussed teacher pay.
There's a lot of time that needs to be put into that, and it's hard to keep these folks employed. So this entire task force was, part of that was, one, to decide if we're spending our money efficiently enough and all these things.
Now that the Missouri Senate has created its version of the budget, Missouri Senate House Conference Committees will be formed to hammer out any differences. Then the Missouri House of Representatives will send its final version to the Missouri Senate for approval and ultimate delivery to the governor. Fiscal year 2026 will start on July 1st.
House Bill number 711.
Wednesday afternoon and evening were dedicated to House Bill 711. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield handles this legislation in the upper chamber. He tells his colleagues this measure would establish the Public School Open Enrollment Act to enable students to transfer to non-resident local education agencies.
The first notable piece here is that this has an effective date. In other words, no student shall be enrolled under this act before July 1st, 2027.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Stephen Weber of Columbia talked about four-day school weeks.
Well, I think that ideally kids who go to school 5 days a week. There are multiple school districts in my Senate district that go 4 days a week. And they go 4 days a week because their elected school board members have decided that.
House Bill 711 has been set aside for future consideration.
Monday, May 5th at 4 p.m.
Thank you, Senator.
Session will resume on Monday.
Until Monday.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.